There's some stories to get your teeth into. We'll cover the AFL story with Jared Waitley after 8 o'clock this morning. That was revealed in Parliament by Andrew Wilkie, MP, suggesting that Chairman, CEO of the AFL, head doctor, all knew of players that tested positive to drugs, would test them off-site independently if they came forward and said they'd taken drugs. If they tested positive, they would, with their knowledge, with the official's knowledge, be told to fake an injury, sit out the weekend. If there was no trace of the drug in their system, they were clear to play. That is a huge story. Like, that's
massive.
I don't know how they... It's been presented in Parliament. Like,
well, they'll investigate.
Yeah. Well, they all have to. They can't just not comment. They have to come out and say it's 100% wrong, don't they? They can't say it's a bit right. They've got to come out and say it's 100% wrong, or the investigation plays out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to have an investigation. You'd have to.
Yeah. Vossie, we've been talking about the... Actually, we haven't gone through the teams and just how many stars are out on the injured list. But one of those is Canberra's Albert Hopewadi, who suffered burns. Now, I've got a little bit more information on the Albert Hopewadi story. We've been speculating about what did happen.
Yes.
There was a spray can. You know the spray oil cans? Little spray can. It was behind the barbecue. He was at Corey Harawira and Naira's
house. So it is a barbecue situation.
It is a barbecue. It's a barbecue incident. Corey's house, they were cooking, and the can blew up. So Albert's right arm was burnt. It's swollen and blistered. And you're right about the infection, the chance of infection. They've had to rule him out. John's quoted here. Father John, I always told him he was a bad cook. He tried to cook his own arm, said John.
That's the quote.
Hang on. It gets better.
Okay. Sorry.
He takes after his mum, Brenda. She's the worst cook in the world. In all seriousness, he was at Corey's house when one of those spray oil cans at the back of the barbecue blew up. Suffered some pretty bad burns. It was frightening. Lucky it only burnt his arm and not his face, said John.
That's John's reaction. He's labelled his wife as a dreadful cook, and he said his son tried to cook his own arm.
That's right.
That's John's. Wow.
That's how he summed up the incident.
Good areas.
We do like feedback. This one from Stingray said, and he said, look, why do you do on this day? Isn't that for lame FM stations who don't have any of their own content? How about we just talk about the demise of the Rabbitohs some more? Jason Demetrio will be sacked by this time next week.
Well,
thank you, Stingray.
We're talking about it. We tie in sport. We tie in other things. It's just a bit of light and shade. That's basically our feedback too. We appreciate your feedback, but we just, you know, the show's got to, you know, we just can't bang on about Leichhardt Oval and all those things all the time. So a little bit of light and shade. Go there. Now, and you'll love this, that I'm talking about Fantail. So I need a Fantail hit for Easter. Don't know where to get them. I did mention there were Cobbers in some lolly stores. Michael says, Vossie, Cobbers, thought I was the only person who remembered them. As a young fella in the 80s, my dad used to send me to the local corner store to buy him a white bag full. Yeah, a little white bag of Cobbers. Oh, yeah. So can you still get the Cobbers, though? Can any of these little lolly stores, independent lolly stores, sell
Cobbers? I think you can. I was a bit of a Cobber fan, too. I'm sure I've seen some recently. Big G says, Vossie, I've just looked it up on eBay. Plenty. $70 for a kilo bag of your Fantails.
$70 a kilo. Is this the dark web that you get them on? Or what's this? Or this the just your normal eBay
Fantails?
Someone's stocking them, store like people did with toilet paper during the COVID dramas.
Coffs Tiger said if you flash some cash, the whole playing surface would end up concreted. That's Leichhardt Oval. We're looking for a working bee. Let's chip in. Let's all GoFundMe page, Working Bee. Someone even threw up, why don't we get a lottery going, like the Opera House lottery? Get a lottery up and running for fixing Leichhardt. I think it'd be a goer.
Yeah. So Mike is a latecomer every day. He obviously doesn't wake up with our program. He comes in late. I've just woken up. Ah, yawn. Oops. And once again, I've joined the show to talk of rugby league whore, was an expression used. Anyway, I'm starting to form a view that I need to watch the podcast of the early show for context.
Dude,
Mike.
Yep.
P.S. Did Appy eat too much cabbage? Love the show every day, boys. Thank you, Mike. Yes. Now, Jack Black's been in our firing line. So Jack Black is on the publicity circuit for Kung Fu Panda, not Kung Fu Fanda.
Have you watched the Kung Fu movies?
I probably watched the first one. I didn't know there was a fourth. It's a bit like Police Very Academy. Good. Did they get up to seven? Six? I thought five was better than four, to be honest, in Police Academy. But anyway, Kung Fu Panda 4, he's doing the round, and he's basically just open to any club who wants to come to him, and he'll just put their jersey on and smile for the camera. So he's done the Wars. We have proof of that of Jack Black and the Warriors. Here he is.
Yo, what's up? I'm Jack Black, and I'm here to say, up the Wars!
That's good. He did it well.
Good. Yeah, in the jersey. Then he's been spotted in a Souths jersey. We had one person text in saying he was spotted on the hill at Leichhardt Oval the other night. We haven't had that absolutely confirmed. Maybe there for the donuts. But then yesterday, Scott Sorensen from Penrith gets the one-on-one interview, goes next level, and it seemed like absolutely recruited Black. But did Scott know that he'd already done the business with Souths and the Warriors?
I don't think so. I don't think Scott would have been as enthusiastic if he'd known Jack Black was already had already shared himself around. There's going to be a Jack Black-themed show bag at the Easter show. Great value, because you can get every NRL jersey in it.
Jersey, right.
Shut up!
There's Jack. He's now on the line. I think we should play that little bit if you've missed it. Scott Sorensen, one-on-one with Jack Black, and at the end of it, Jack is in full Panthers clobber.
Do you know much about rugby league, about footy?
I know all the rules.
Ah, awesome. So you know about scoring tries?
Of course.
Yeah, we score tries, and some of the boys actually, they like to celebrate a little bit.
Yeah.
And I got a few here, actually.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see some.
Crichton to Toto is there again. And what's he got for us?
He's just swimming.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you on behalf of the Penrith Panthers.
You shouldn't have.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time, and obviously Kung Fu Panda 4.
Hell yeah, the Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, so we'd love to present you with that.
Is it triple XL? Yeah. I'm a big boy.
Chuck it on.
I'm a big boy. I'm gonna work on my tri celebration.
Yes.
Better not wash this in hot water, though. Maximum density right now. Stuffed in here like a sausage.
That's awesome. I love it. Thank you for putting that on. That's unreal.
My pleasure.
Awesome. Jack, thank you so much for your time, mate.
Thank you, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for putting it on. My pleasure. I've done it before for other clubs.
Shut up!
And I do it for you.
Yeah.
Jack's on board. Jack's a league man. And I'm saying Jack now has to play his part in Vegas next year.
A-lister. Stingray, who brought us the text message about the on this day, and also hammering South Sydney, saying Demetrio would be gone this time next week. Tane has hit back, said on this day Stingray told to keep his opinions to himself.
Cool.
And Dunny, must be South man. We could talk about how Stingray is nothing like a Stingray and has given himself a nickname that doesn't fit the moron he is.
Oh, that's a bit
Dunny. That's childish.
A little bit personal. This one, I've seen Jack Black with Uncle Nick at a Mexican joint in Bondi. There you go. He's out with the Roosters. So there's another sighting. Add the Roosters to the list, Jack Black. This one, I have two fillings, one from a minute and one from a fantail.
That's good.
Right. A minute? What? Anyway, morning legends. Brandy, hope your young Mav kills it. Congrats to the family. Can't wait to watch him rip it up for the mighty riff. So that's the news. Uncle Greg, because Maverick Gaia, when we talk about Team List Tuesday, was named in Jumper 17 for the Panthers. We'll feature tomorrow night against the Roosters. And, of course, you can hear that right here on SEN. You can watch the coverage on Fox League. But it's a big game. Big game to start the round tomorrow night. Panthers and Roosters. Giddy up.
Time for this.